Welcome back, adventurers. You are listening to Silk Road Tour Radio. I am Piotr, your guide through the vast history of Central Asia.
And I'm Ksenia, always ready for the next adventure. So, Piotr, today we are heading to Tajikistan, right? Specifically to Panjikent.
Exactly. Panjikent is a place you must visit if you want to understand why the first civilizations choose Central Asia too. It's full of incredible archaeological and natural wonders, and it's a real treasure for anyone who loves history, culture, or just beautiful landscapes.
Oh, sounds like my kind of place. So, what makes Panjikent so special? And where should we start?
Well, to start, Panjikent is often called home to the Princess of Sarasm, named after the Sarasm Archaeological Complex. This site is home to artifacts that are over 5,500 years old. In the local history museum, you can see some of these incredible finds.
Wow! 5,500 years? That's like ancient. So, this place was a big deal even back when civilization were just starting out?
Absolutely. Panjikent location was thriving almost at the same time as the earliest civilizations in the Nile Valley, the Indus Valley, and Mesopotamia. The region's location is key. It was gateway for the pre-Silk Road as it exited the Fergana Valley long before Samarkand rose to prominence.
And the climate, right? Panjikent is in the foothills, so it's cooler than the scorching plains. That must have made it a great spot for early settlers.
Exactly. Plus, the region is surrounded by stunning landscapes, like the Seven Lakes, one of which is rumored to be connected to Alexander the Great, and the majestic Fan Mountains, where the forces of nature make you feel how temporary human settlements really are.
The Seven Lakes sound amazing, and I heard you can swim in the mineral waters there?
Yes, the lakes are a perfect spot to relax and take in the natural beauty. And while you are in the area, don't miss Sarasm's ruins, which were part of the legendary kingdom of Sogdiana. The city was clearly a center of Indo-Iranian culture, as you can tell from the symbols on the ancient seals they found there.
So, Panjikent is more than just history. It's a mix of culture, nature, and adventure.
That's right. It's one of those places where you can really experience what made early civilizations choose Central Asia for their homes. And the best way to get a taste of everyday life in modern Panjikent, visit the local market. You'll meet some of the friendliest people in Tajikistan.
Oh, I love local markets. There are always something interesting going on. So, if anyone listening is planning a trip to Panjikent, what should they do?
If you are curious to explore Panjikent's archaeological sites, natural wonders, and get tips on how to plan your visit, then you should definitely join us on Patreon.
Yep, head over to patreon.com/srtr for all the latest finds, travel tips, and updates for the season.
We've got exclusive content to help you make the most of your trip, and we'd love to share it with you.
See you there, adventurers!
Until next time, keep exploring the Silk Road.
And remember, every adventure is just around the corner.